There's Balance When You're Moving. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Star Wars. Rating Teen. Relationship Jango Fett, Shaak Ti. Also tagged for humor, undercover as a couple, enemies to friends to lovers, and alternate universe canon divergence. Really? Jango drawls, staring down at Shaak's hand, like there's going to be poison on the palm. Shaak doesn't waver, just tips her head a little and gives Jango a smile.
You sound surprised, bounty hunter. This is the best way for both of us to survive.
Jango's eyes flicker up, down, up again, and it's meant to be dismissive. But Shaak knows wariness when she sees it. And it makes her smile just a little.
Lady, I just tried to put a slug through that fancy headdress of yours.
With a chuckle, Shaak takes a step closer.
Fett, I've been a Jedi for decades. If I held a grudge against everyone who tried to kill me, I would have more enemies than you.
That, at least, makes Jango snort, and he lowers his blaster a little. Still eyes her hand, but after a long moment he reaches out, clasping her wrists in a tight grip that's just on this side of a threat.
You don't take it personally? He asks. If I did, it would be worse for all involved.
Shaak demurs and flicks a glance past him to where one of the Hutt's advisors is watching them, tilts her head, leaning down towards Jango. And murmurs,
"Don't look now, but I believe we've caught someone's interest."
Jango scoffs and his hand tightens. With a hard jerk, he pulls Shaak in, right up against his armor, and turns, sliding a very obvious hand up her back.
"Didn't realize a Jedi could pull off the bounty hunter look," he says, low and a little rough.
And Shaak wraps her hands around his upper arms, holding on even as she leans into him.
"Do I?"
she asks, tilting her head.
"If it helps, I didn't realize a bounty hunter could pull off the selfless hero look."
Jango's eyes narrow faintly, but before he can say anything, there are running steps, a voice shouting, "Dad!" With the instinct of years spent in the crash, Shaak turns, stepping away from Jango and leaning down. To his credit, the little boy with Jango's face and a head full of brown curls doesn't even hesitate. He grabs her and Shaak lifts him, turns, gives Jango her best smile as she boosts the child up on her hip.
"Boba,"
Jango says, eyeing them. He shifts closer, one hand going to Shaak's hip as he leans in, hiding his face. And murmurs,
"Got the key card?"
Boba grins, and it's a shadow of Jango's smirk, almost startlingly identical.
"Got it,"
he agrees, and Shaak chuckles.
"Minions, Jango?"
she asks, amused. Jango rolls his eyes.
"Don't just grab the first pretty lady you see," he tells Boba. "Sometimes they're snakes."
"You like snakes, though,"
Boba says, perfectly innocent. And Jango growls. It makes Boba snicker, and he grabs onto Shaak's shirt, then says,
"Let me down."
Agreeably, Shaak sets him down on his feet and murmurs,
"Well acted, my friend."
"Dad was pretending to do his alpha thing," Boba says, and a 7-year-old shouldn't sound so unimpressed, but it still makes Shaak laugh. Boba smirks at her and asks,
"Dad, is she your partner?"
"For now," Django allows grudgingly. He glances up at Shock, then says,
We still need a code for the system if we don't want to get fried by security 10 minutes after we break in, and that asshole with the horns is the only one who knows it.
He was the only one who knew it, Shock says mildly. Did you know Togruta naturally have higher alcohol tolerances than Zabrox?
Django stares at her for a moment, then barks out a laugh. You got the Hutt's chief bodyguard drunk? He demands. What about all those fancy Jedi mind tricks?
Unnecessary in this case, I'm afraid,
Shock says, and offers him her arm with a sly smile.
Perhaps we should make it clear that our collusion isn't anything that need alarm Lord Vuchesk.
This Hutt Lord lives on gossip, Django says disgustedly, and bypasses her hand, looping an arm around her waist, hauling her in tight against his side. When Shock raises a coy brow at him, he smirks at her, reaching up and very obviously chucking her under the chin. We walk in there without at least 2 meters between us, and it's gonna be all the way in wild space before we walk out again. Shock grabs his wrist as he pulls it back, squeezing just enough to be a statement, and says with her best charming smile,
If you do that again, Jango Fett, I won't be responsible for the loss of any fingers.
Boba, lurking on his father's other side, snickers loudly. Jango's eyes narrow, a threat and a dare all at once. Yeah, you like to bite, sweetheart?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Shock says mildly, and hooks her fingers into his belt.
I believe you have a mission to finish, Jango, and so do I. Seeing as we have all the necessary pieces between us, perhaps we should start.
After a long, long moment, Jango drags his gaze up from her mouth to meet her eyes and says, Once we're out, all bets are off. You're a Jedi, and that means you're fair game. Shock can feel the pulse of his heart, though, the way his attention keeps catching on the way his fingers fit around her hip. She chuckles, leaning in just a little, and gives Boba a wink that makes him grin.
I like a good hunt, she says. Which of us is the better hunter, do you think, Jango?
Jango stares at her, then looks away, takes a breath. I think I'm willing to find out, he says, and pulls her into the Hutt's audience chamber, barely a hair's breadth between them. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.
Fett, I've been a decade for more than a Jedi.